Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Gurmagat Fishin, or the returning now to our election coverage, and I'm joined by Minister of State with responsibility for financial services, credit unions and insurance, Neil Richmond, and Social Democrat TD in Dublin, Gary Gannon. You're both very welcome to the programme. We were listening to the headlines there about the counts and the news continuing. Can I come to you, Minister Neil Richmond, first of all? The local election, let me give you the overview in terms of seats for Fine Gael, 245. You're head-to-head with Fianna Fáil now, this is my reading, with 245 as well, with five seats to go. So you're still going to the wire here as to who's the biggest party.
Yeah, it's very tight, but I think obviously we won the most level of first preference votes across the local elections, and indeed the European elections took up a lovely gain there in the last hour in Navan, with Linda Murray coming in alongside Yemi Adenuga. So yeah, it'll go to the wire. It's been a hard fought election for all parties, all candidates from all parties and none, and we're the end is in sight of the local elections. I think there's five counts left, or five electoral areas to be
drawn. It might be a while to go yet in some of the Euro constituencies. Mm. The Midlands Northwest, can I ask you about? Nina Carberry and Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan neck and neck. How do you see that playing out?
I think we're looking good to potentially take the two there. I think both Nina and Maria have run really excellent campaigns, really positive campaigns. They stuck to their areas well and have delivered a really good vote. They're more or less even Stephen, obviously Barry's well placed as well, and Ming will be re-elected in due course.
So Nina's polling above Maria Walsh, I think, which is some outcome.
It's a phenomenal outcome. It's a credit to Nina's abilities. She really ran a massive ground a campaign on the ground led by Martin Hayden. I think she visited every parish across all the counties allocated to her. Maria, of course, has been a phenomenal MEP. Let's not forget that Maria's vote will go up, first preference vote, by over 20,000 compared to 2019 when she entered politics as a newcomer. So both candidates, both politicians have run absolutely phenomenal campaigns.
Mm. The Taoiseach's intention, he says, Neil, and we talk about polls, don't we? But this is the closest thing to a real general election. This is a real election up and down the country in locals. But the Taoiseach says his intention has not changed in terms of when to call a general election. He'll go full term. But I just wonder, when you were campaigning, the message you were getting on the doorsteps when people brought up housing, for example, what were they saying to you?
What I think about in my own local electoral area in Glencullen, Sandyford, where we held the two seats, people recognise that last year 1,500 homes were built there. That means 1,500 families have homes in our area that didn't have last year. Their kids were able to move out to the box room. People were able to downsize. People were able to get their first home. People are starting to see that growth on the ground. They know that we've been working hard. They know the challenges exist. They don't need to be told 100 times what the challenges are. They want to know what the solutions are. We're delivering the solutions. And I think, Cormac, at some stage, we're going to have to draw a line under all this constant speculation about when will the general election be held.
Yeah.
That's in the gift of the Taoiseach.
It's an obvious question, though, isn't it? And I appreciate what you're saying, but can I bring in Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats here? And maybe the same question for you. Does that tally in any way when you were canvassing in Dublin Central or elsewhere, Gary, that people were saying to you, we recognise the progress that has been made in housing?
No, we're not canvassing doors in Dublin Central or all over Dublin. The issues that were coming up were housing, they were healthcare, they were cost of living, people cutting their cloth very close to the bone. They're the conversations that are coming back to us, the Social Democrats on the door. Look, I appreciate that Neil's experience may have been different depending on the doors we're knocking at, but I mean, that were the issues that were coming up. It wasn't what we were led to believe in the lead up to it, immigration. They were just cost of living issues. The housing crisis is to the fore of everybody's mind, and that's what we campaign done. The contribution that our campaigners would make to local councils, how that would link in with our Dáil representation, and I think that message carried very strongly.
Mm. You've had a good day at the local elections. My reading is 35 seats so far, I think. Is that right?
35 seats. Yeah.
Which is a good showing for a new party, but disappointment, you have to admit, for Rory Hearn and Sinead Gibney in the Euros.
Yeah, so just on the 35 seats, it's a good showing for a new party. So we have 10 on Dublin City Council. A mere 5.5 years ago, Cormac, I sat in Dublin City Council as the sole Social Democrat representative there. Wasn't part of a group, wasn't included in any discussions from management. It was a very lonely place. And then to come back there as the second largest party on Dublin City Council, that shows the hard work over 8 short years. In terms of Rory and Sinead, they were excellent candidates. I mean, Sinead's picked up 17,000 votes in Dublin. That's not to be scoffed at for somebody who wasn't an elected rep, who ran a very positive campaign, and I'm really proud of Sinead.
Yeah, but you say housing was a huge issue at the Doors. You ran one of the most outspoken experts on housing in the country, Rory Hearn, and he's not succeeding there.
Just to say, in terms of we ran, it was selected by the members, and Rory is where he's based in terms of his work in Kildare. He also brought housing onto the agenda in this campaign, and I think that's not to be underestimated either. Rory wanted to do this campaign because he wanted housing to the before these election campaigns. I think he done a fabulous job. I was incredibly proud of his appearance on the week in politics when he fought back against all that anti-immigration sentiment. Like, so I'm really proud of both of our candidates. And
will there be candidates in the general election whenever it happens?
God, I hope so. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What about an election pact, a general election pact, Gary, called for today by Paul Murphy of People Before Profit. He said left-wing parties need to get together to prevent Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael returning to power. Would you be up for it?
The only pact I'm interested in is the one that I made with the electorate of Dublin Central, when we went out and knocked at their doors and said we'd do the work for them. Look, the voters are sophisticated enough that they don't need me to tell them who to vote for. I will always advocate vote left, transfer left, but in the Social Democrats, we're committed to building our team, our message, forcing that onto the doors.
But does that mean you'd be open to coalition with Fianna Fáil, for example, and that's why you don't want to rule it out?
It's not so much that we've opened. I think, we live in a republic. People get a mandate. I'm not going to undermine that, but we're committed to building our party. And I think what we've seen over the last couple of days is that we're doing that very, very well. And for me, that's the only game in town at the moment.
Yeah, so it's no to a left pact.
Well, I'll be encouraging people I talk to vote left, transfer left. But I think the people I knock on doors, what they want, the people that they vote for to do the job. So it'll be vote left, transfer left. I'll be encouraging, but I won't be going into any formalised packs. I don't see the benefit of that.
Yeah, do you see any benefit in any alliance whenever? We're months away, no matter how you slice or dice it, Neil Richmond, from a general election campaign. Surely Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party could knock heads together and say, look, we've got 2, 4, 5 each so far anyway, plus 23 for the Greens. We have a really good solid basis here to go to the electorate and say, give us another chance. No?
Well, I think what we've seen over the elections this weekend is the government parties received well over 50% combined in the first preference votes. Look, I have no problem saying, and anyone who asked me how I was voting, I voted the government all the way down to the ticket in Glencullen, Sandyford, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It worked well, and we see that in Dunleerath down, where Fine Gael have increased their seats, the Greens have held their seats, Fianna Fáil have held their seats, and we see that across the country.
You voted for Greens?
Of course I did.
I wonder, did Regina Doherty?
That's a matter for her. The secrecy of the ballot box is absolutely clear. But I think...
Because Aidan Ryan has accused some of green bashing, let's say, and I'm not sure he used those words, but effectively, unhelpful characteristic of green politicians and policy. And I just wonder, would all of Fine Gaelers have voted for green as well?
Well, I can't speak for every single member of my party. We've over 25,000 of them, how they voted. I know how I voted, and I know how well the government is working together as a three-party entity. I appreciate what Eamon said last night. I watched it live on television, and indeed I think we heard from Regina this morning quite clear, laying out her stance. She never personalised it about any one individual, and that's fine. But I canvassed on doors, Cormac, across the country, from Donegal down to Limerick and everywhere in between. I canvassed in Gary's constituency from my good friend Ray McAdam, who topped the poll, and people recognise that there are loads of challenges, but this government are seeking to address them. They're providing real effort, real solutions. And whilst Gary and I won't agree on the solutions to certain problems, I think we can agree that people want solutions and they want proactive parties.
So when do you think that when you look at the results, right, in terms of Midlands Northwest, Neil Richmond, possibly a 2 seats, Sean Kelly topping the poll there, Regina Doherty showing well in the Dublin constituency, just behind Barry Andrews. In your opinion, what's the better barometer in terms of where you're at as a party? Is it the locals or the Euros?
I think it's the first preference votes. And in both the local and European elections, we received the most first preference votes in the country, something that we haven't done, I might add, for over 10 years, Cormac. And I think that shows where we are. But we're not getting complacent. It's been a good day for us, particularly compared to, say, where we were in the last 6 months. But there's an awful lot more work for this government and Fine Gael as a party to do. And we're committed to getting that work done.
OK, my thanks to you both. Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats and Minister Neil Richmond of Fine Gael. Thank you.